Okay, we are in the middle. We are in the middle of Mishnah Aleph. We are in the middle of Mishnah Aleph. Kalim Perikov Aleph. Okay, so we're up to Hanugea. Let's start from. Let's just finish up the Mishnah, the pictures. Then we're going to go back and go over the whole Mishnah. We're up to. Let's look at this picture first, okay? Let's look at the ima. Ima is the raw material. Remember that? The raw material. The shayna shel tzemer, tongues of wool. Keruchim alo ima. Lefnei tivi asam l'chol. Before you take the raw material and you spin it to make it into a chut, into a thread. Ho'ima asuya me'etz oimi matechas. The ima, this piece of material, is made from wood or from metal. Okay, then comes the kush. Here is the kush. Here's the tzinora, here's the pikoch. At tzinora machat. It's a needle made from metal, which is bent. Hakush, asui mimatechas oi eitz, made from wood or from metal. And the pikoch is made from metal. But we learned back in the Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, that sometimes the pikoch can be mitzupe, which means that it can be made from wood, and then you cover the wood with metal. But in this example, it's made from pure metal, and it's heavy. And it serves as a weight. It serves as a weight to push the entire thing down. Okay, here we have the entire process. Okay, we have over here the hand. We have the wool. We have the imam. Toivem l'shoynas at semerchut. You spin from tongues of wool. You spin in chutim.
Tchila. And you wrap it around.
You wrap it around. Tchila sachut. Tatavu nikshar. So you tie it. Hakush. Matuach. Esachut, it pulls the kush, it's matuach, it pulls. Esachut lamato, the chut lamato, the isho hileches, the toiva esachut, and she spins the chut. Apika musifa kavi, it's weight, the kush, avay de kach, nimtach achut lamato, the chut is pushed downwards.
How do you push downwards?
Because of the weight.
Uh-huh.
It's heavy, it's heavy. Think of it as a bowling ball.
How does it get around the kush?
When do we get around the kush?
Are you going to wrap it around the kush?
Later, when I ever get, that's later.
You put it on the floor or something? After you tove it over here, after he...
You make it into a chut.
You got to drop on the floor, so
yeah.
Then he winds it.
Yes. The mahalach atviya kush yorid v'horlich, as you make more and more string, it gets lower and lower and lower and lower. Until it hits the floor. When it hits the floor, then you go and you wrap it around, you bring it all the way up, and you start again. From mahalach atviya kush yorid v'horlich ad shigil aritz, m'shigil ha-kush l'aritz, tichrich, you wrap, ha-isha, the woman wraps the thread around it, esachut, hatavoi misav lekush, around the kush, v'tucha lahamshech with here, then she's able to continue to do it again. Okay? Okay, so she makes string, and as she makes string is by spinning it with her hands, and she uses the weight of the speaker in order to assist her in pulling it, and then when she gets lower and lower, she wraps it around. Now let's see over here the next picture, only one more picture, I think. Okay, 642. You have here Hanogebet Semer Shalim. Here's all wrapped around. You see, here it is. Here is the pika. Here is the kush, the tzinor, and here you see the finished product. The string is all wrapped around. Okay, this is the finished product. This is the raw material. Pa'amim Shoima Suya Mimateches. So Ozhi Kli Hamakamdom. Sometimes the pika, the ima, the raw material is made from metal. That's Makamal Toma. The shanis at semer hakuchim al gabi imo, the tongues of wool that are wrapped around the imo, einam mechibo li'imo, they're not called mechibo li'imo. And nogea bohen lo nitme su'imo, and if you touch the wool, the imo does not become tamba. Nogea bohen lo nitme su'imo. Al the shanis atzmam einam beged, the einam mechabo stumot, and the shanis at semer hakuchim al gabi imo, einam mechibo li'imo. We don't consider mechibo li'imo. And a gea bohen lo nitmei su'ima, even though the ima potentially can become tamei, but if you touch the wool that's wrapped around the ima, touching the wool does not make the ima tamei. We consider them to be separate entities. It's not called the wool. Okay, so now we got that.
Going crazy,
of course.
He's going nuts. Okay. What do we have?
Okay, let's chaz the whole Mishnah. The whole Mishnah begin from the very beginning. And then I have to do the Raf. We didn't do any of the Rafs, but let's get a basic idea. Hanogea b'koyved ho'elyon. If you touch the koyved ho'elyon. Okay, the koyved ho'elyon. Okay. Kavra Tachtan. Tachtan. That's the part where you have the finished with this, you have the shasi that's wrapped around, then you have over here the finished product. Benidim. If you touch the nirim is this. This is the nirim. And they have two frames, one for the odd, one for the even. And the nir is this piece of material which is going to have a body nirim, is going to put where the string is going, the odd string is going to go in. And this is the even string. If you touch the nir, vanogea benirin, and benirin, or beuvikeros, this piece of wood which you use to push the new after you pass the buchya through, you want to push it. Oh, what I do? You want to push it in. No, that's not. You push it in. Uvenirin. Okay. Uvikeros. Uvachut shehevioi al gabi agamon.
It's uvikeros.
That's this piece of wood.
What's the buchya?
The buchya. That's the buchya. We didn't discuss the buchya yet.
Okay. What's that?
The Vikiris.
What's that?
That's the Nirin. The Nirin, here's the frame, right? Here's the Kone. In the Kone, we have a Nir with a Bati Nirin, which is going to control the odd threads.
Right.
This Kone is control of the odd. This is control of the even. The little things, these are totally strings, so pieces of wood are called the Nirin. So that's part of the kanes. So you touch the nirin, you touch the keros, you touch the chut shavir al gabi agamon. Or when you finish the garment, you put some strings on top of the agamon, the expensive agamon. You don't want it to get dirty, so you pass some threads. With the chut shavir al gabi agamon. Or you didn't bring in the mishnayos.
You didn't bring it in?
You didn't bring it in. The what's guy? I didn't go to school yet. The kalim. Kalim. All right, it's okay.
I think I have this volume anyway.
Okay, uvi ira she'ein osil hachazira, or if you touch the ira, ira means that clump of wool on the eruv thread, which you are planning to remove. It is not meant to be there. Uvi she'ein osil hachazira, tar all of these things tar. All of these things have no effect. The person whose tummy makes contact, all these things are not considered kalim.
All the things you mentioned.
And Mimel are tar. Okay? Now, but let's say you touch b'nefesh hamaseches, which means while you, this is called the nefesh, so you touch nefesh hamaseches, you touch the thread as it's being inserted into the weave. When you learn the Masechta Kalim, and you learn the Mishnah, the Mishnah that you're currently learning, you're now combining into the finished product. It's called the Nefesh. So you have this new piece of material, Chut or Erev HaHoylich B'Sech HaMaseches. That's called the Nefesh HaMaseches. It's not yet been pushed into place. So it's not yet been become part of the Maseches. But it's passing through the two Chut, the odd and the even. So we call it the Nefesh. HaNesham Eloch V'Yaguf Sheloch. Huso ho 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 alamolach.
Thank you for dealing with more of it. You're very good.
They don't let me. I have no makom. In makom. Okay, so we have over here, this is called the Nefesh HaMaseches. Beautiful expression. So this is the
soul of
the Masechta. The nefesh, what does it mean? It means when you're learning, when you're currently the masechta, we know it's a mashul. There's a nefesh hamaseches. See, this is something very good. This is a very good marim makom for chomer Jewish for a seam of a masechta.
Yeah.
The nefesh hamaseches.
Yeah. Well, what's the nefesh hamaseches?
It means the moment that you're learning.
The moment
that you're learning. When you're learning a new line of Gemara, a new Mishnah, you're taking new material, and you're adding it to the masechta. Look, this entire finished product is called the Masechta. It's called the Masechta, Maseches. What is a Maseches? It's a combination of Erev and Shasi. When you're building, when you're putting it together, it's called Nefesh. Here, look at that. Nefesh, Maseches, Achut, Erev, the Chut, the new pass, the new piece of material, the new thread that's being added to the garment. As even though it has not yet been pushed to the material through the Kirois, that's called the Nefesh, Maseches. Benefesh HaMaseches, or Uveshasi Uvashasi HaOymeit, the Shasi that's Oymeit, which means that it's standing, it's not part of the Kovel HaTachtoin. That's called because it's not part of the kavod elyon. I always mix those two up. That's called the kavod elyon and the kavod tachton. What's called? That's called the tachton. The kavod tachton. Okay, the kavod tachton. The shasi, which was the part of the throat which comes down. But let's say you have the argon, and instead of putting some thread to protect it, you actually take a piece of material and you stitch it on top of it to protect it. As you see, and if you have a clump of wool inside. You have a clump of wool inside of the Erev, which you're planning on keeping there. You're not going to remove, you're going to keep there. Tar, and all of these examples, tar, also tar. Okay, these are tar, all those examples, those objects are part of the garment, tamei. Then, if you touch the tzemer, we didn't have a word yet. Where we have the word be'ashvoya? What does that mean? Be'tzemer sha'al ha'ashvoya. Be'negev be'tzemer sha'al ha'ima. Or be'ashvoya. What's ashvoya? Be'tzemer sha'al ha'ashvoya. The ima va'ashvoya shtem l'tavos asuyos. They both meant 641 and 640. For l'tavos asuyos, avol sha'elem shunois zomuzeh b'tzurasan. So it doesn't say what it is. 641. Ha'ima. It doesn't say, it just says it's another word. It is not giving us a picture. He's not giving us a picture, just saying the same exact thing. But Sarah shall ima the ashvayosh tehen litavis asuyus. They're meant to spin wool. Ela shemeshunos zomizo bitsurasan, they look different.
Oh, it's the same item.
The same type of thing, but it looks a little bit different. It's not giving us a picture. Maybe in the art school there is a picture. I don't know. It doesn't say what it is.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to say sorry to me. You need not say sorry to me. Okay. Ba'ashvaya turn these examples tahar. Pika. If you touch the pika, the pika is where you have the finished material. Here's the pika. And they gave a pika. Actually,
what is
it called,
the pika for?
The ball. Touch the ball. And they gave a pika. Actually, pera, tame, misha pera. Now, what does it mean, pera? Pika can mean eagle. Katan shomatecha shuyesh b'nekev. There's a hole. And nashim loisnos osa b'reish ha'pelech. And they put it, there's a hole in that ball, they put it b'reish ha'pelech. To give it weight, the koydim loy, the koydim they call the balaz, whatever that word is. Actually, pera koydim shehit sheyat. He ran before you undo it. Then, actually, par while it's still attached, tamei misha pera. When you remove the pika from the kush, liach hashetira, then it's tar. Okay, let's develop the Mishnah. Okay, we'll do it again. Do it again, and then have to do all the rafts. So very hard. We haven't had such a hard Mishnah in a very long time.
Very hard. Whenever the woof and the whip come in, we always have. It's a very always hard, very intricate.
Okay, we're going to go back to this.
The cows, I like that one. Can't wait.
It's me and you. No.
Even right.
Right.
It's just like me.
You want to touch the koyved ha'elyon, right? The koyved is the bottom. This wool, the koyved, the piece of wood. Koyved ha'elyon, koyved ha'tachtoin. Benirim, nirim are is this thing. This the nirim. The keroys, the piece of wood that you use to push the threads in place after you do the pass. We have the argamon, that expensive argamon. Then we go and we take some chut and we go and we pass on the argamon. And then we have. So we have a clump of wool that you're not planning on keeping, you're going to remove it. And all those examples, tar. Good, is that clear?
Let's do it again.
What's the problem? Hanagia b'kavod elyon.
Yeah.
What's the kavod elyon?
The top.
No.
Bottom.
The bottom.
Top is really the bottom here.
Where you sit.
The bottom.
Elyon. Tachton is far away. Tachton means far away.
Is really the
far away.
The
you sit over here. A person sits over here. Here are the petals. Over here, he's sitting over here. So where you're sitting is the Elyon. The Tachtoin means far away. All the way far, the other end of the world is Tachtoin. Therefore, it's far away from you. So you touch the Kevra Elyon, right in front of you. Over Kevra Tachtoin. What are the Nirim? What are the Nirim? The Nirim means you have two konim, two frames. In the frame, we have all these pieces.
Right.
Those pieces that keep the thread in place, that control the on and even, they call the Nirim. Good? Keros. What is the Keros? Piece of wood which we use to take the chod and we put it in place. We use that piece of wood to push the chod into the right location. Uva Keros. Uva chod shavuot al gabi argamon. We have argamon, very expensive argamon. We have some chod which pass through the argamon to keep the argamon nice and clean. Okay, you with me? In all of these examples, the halacha is tahar. All of these examples, the law is, and all these examples, wait, what happened over here? The ira which you're not planning on keeping, you have that clump of wool, and you're going to take it away, and all those zilos tar. But let's say you touch the nef, well, yeah.
Why if I touch the tachtan, all these things are part of the mashinka? Why? So
it's not a kli, it's a piece of wood. I don't know. I don't know the exact answer, but it's not considered to be a kli.
I understand what this part over here. This is just a
temporary thing.
That's a temporary thing, but these are all part of
Pshut
the
kliates.
This is part of the kli.
Okay, maybe we'll see the Rav explains more, but he says over here that it's tough. I don't know. I do not know more. Okay, now you touch the nefesh hamaseches. What's nefesh? That means while you're actually doing you're passing the erev through the even the art, it's called the nefesh maseches. Or if it's a sea, I made uvashasi ha I made.
When you see all these, what makes this little string more important than the tacht?
Because it's part, because it's mamish part of the garment. It's mamish. It's now being added into the garment. It's active. It's been activated.
Right, the stuff that's rolled
not below the oyashasi ha I made, the chutim which are coming down. These chutim are all part of we consider to be part of the finished garment. And the garment is tamei, so we already consider at this moment that we already consider to be part of the garment. Okay, uvashasi ha'imed v'kafel l'shevi agav yagaman uva'ira she'asida l'achzir the ira she'asida li'achazira the clump of wool which you're planning to li'achazir to keep. You're planning to keep this piece of wool here long term. All of these examples, tamei, okay? The shasi ha'imed, the kafel means the piece of material that you stitch on top of the argamon, shariyogab yargamon, with the ira shehi asidili hachazir, this clump of wool which you're planning on keeping in position, this piece of wool which you're planning on keeping, all of these things, tamei, they're going to be tamei, period. Hanagea batsemer shal ha'imah, if you touch the wool that's on top of the imah, here's the imah, you touch on top of the imah, or Bo'ashvaya, another object which is similar to the ima, a piece of metal which is also a different suit, also do the same exact thing. In this example, it's tahar. Hanageh bepika, if you touch the pika, pika means you touch this little zach on the bottom, actually, while it's still attached, while the pika is still thrust into the kush, it's tamei. Misha pera, but once I take the pika and I separate it from the kush, misha pera tahar. Then it is tar. Alright, are we good with this?
It's like beautiful.
Okay, now we have to do all the rafts.
Oh.
Hanogea b'kavira elyoin shteitzim agulim. There are two round agulim, two round pieces of wood. Yesh lo yidris the arek ha'echad shechut hashasi karuch by one. The chut hashasi is wrapped around. Right, that's the one that's called the tachton. That's where the shasi is wrapped around. The Asheni Shulfanim, the second one is right in front of you, where you're sitting right in front of you, that's called the Elyon Shulfanim. During the period of time while you're weaving, Karuch Boy Hayuria Han Ereges, you wrap around the Uriah Han Ereges, you wrap the Uriah around this Koveit HaTachtain, Ulfi Shahim Koveit, the very heavy Nikurim, they're called Koveit. Since they're very heavy, they're called Koveit, they're called after their weight. The kavru elyoin hu shalafan of the one in front of you shalafan of kara tachton hu sharach v'menu kshakol hashasi karech ba. Okay, that's good.
Like you said.
Now we come to the nirim. Hein chutim harugim al hakana. There's the kana. The kana is the frame. The frame, there are two frames. One frame is in control of the odd, shasi, and one frame is in control of the even, shasi. In this kana, there are chutim, and these chutim are were controlled. Him chutim, who are rugin, which are woven ala kana. Uva'avuron, and through these chutim, magbihin, kitsasa chutim, we're able to lift some of the chutim. One kana controls the odd, some control the even. And we do it in a way, sheyelich b'yorig b'chut. I don't know what this means. I think it means you have to change the gear. So what it means to say is that you do it. You manipulate the kodim so that you're able to easily pass the orev. There's the shasi and the orev. The shasi is in the konim, and the reason why we have the konim is so that we're very easily able to lift up and down, so we can pass another chut of orev. Good. Okay. Bachut v'kerus. What's the kerus? Misrok. It's a comb. A misrok shaboy makim al hariga. It's a piece of wood which we use to push a comb, to push the orif thread into the garment. Next, bachut shavu al gabi argamon liachash nasei sarikma masimin chutim olecha shloit tislachich. After we finish making the beautiful garment, we have this argamon, we take chutim, shnak get dirty. We don't want the argamon, we don't want those argamon threads. They're very expensive. You don't want those cost? Costs a lot of money, so we don't want it to get dirty. So we take some chut and we intertwine in order to make a buffer to shkeper, protect it. That's not called cool part of the garment. You touch that, it's tar. With the ira, who ira ha'omer beperakamo the Shabbos. This was discussed himself the Shabbos. For lo gardi beira, a weaver sheba oznai. A weaver, he puts an ira, a clump of wool in his ear, and it's a sign that I'm available for work. It's like a taxi driver. He advertises. When he's off duty, he turns on the light, right? But when he's on duty, then the light is off. So here you walk around in the street and you have a piece of wool in your ear. It's like saying, Rabbi Yisai, I'm available. Come get me. Come. Anyone need my services? Anyone need services? I'm available. You just have to pay the right price. I can make you a beautiful suit. Okay, that's called the ira. Who ira? I won't be the Shabbos. Vlagardi, a weaver, be ira shabiyazna. Vhu chaticha ketan. It's a small piece of wool mitzemer oimi pishon wool linen oimi tzemer. Vchaticha ketan mitzemer oimi pishton oimi tzemer gefen katan. One of three materials. Wool, linen, cotton. How do you like that? Sh'argim b'secha ha-mitpachas l'noi, which you weave inside of the mitpachas. Sh'argim b'secha ha-mitpachos l'noi, inside of the weave l'noi. I'm not sure what mitpachos means, the mat. V'zorik oso b'secha ha-shasi, you throw it in the shasi, v'chut shal erev korach b'chatir b'secha, you throw it inside the shasi. The chut shal erev karech b'soich is wrapped around it. V'yeshem she'chorim, some of them are black and red. It's a design. You throw these colors into the shasithur in order to give the, and then when you do the erev, it gets pushed in place. It gives the baguette some character, some yoifi. Like, look at your suit. There are lines. Look at the lines. It gives the suit some character. So when you make the material, you throw in some. Go into the kitchen, you take a little few spices, like a little some wild rice, some, I don't know, some broccoli, some, and you throw it into the shasi in order that when you weave it together, it should look nice. Got it? Okay. And some of them are black, some of them are red. If you're not planning on keeping it, because it's too red, it's too rash. Right, it's red, and you don't want red. You want black. Black is beautiful. So you want to take out the roitz. So you therefore it's red. It's red. It's not the right color. So you're planning on removing. If you have the roitz lachmas ayirush shchayra, av yishloi paskol min abeg. You did not yet remove from the garment. Loi have yachib. Okay. So it's a little bit more than we learned in the pictures. So what again is the ear? The ear is I have here my shesit threads, and I want to give it some color. So you would throw in some clumps of wool or linen or cotton, and you would put different colors. So I threw in some red, and now the wife says, no red, it's not going to match. It's not going to match into the decor of the event. So the red is no good. So the husband has to take out the red. And instead he has to replace it with some black speckles. So since you're planning on taking out those little clumps, you're planning on removing it because it's not the right color, Memela, we don't consider it to be a chilek of the garment. So if a person whose tummy makes contact with the ira, it does not become tummy. We look at its destiny. Its destiny is to go to a better place. Good?
I like that. Go ahead.
Okay?
Go ahead. Right there.
Baitem.
This needs to go to a
Nefesh HaMaseches. Ah. The neshama of the Masechta. What is that? That's the Chutich HaEriv. It means the thread of the Eriv. Shaholchim, that is being passed. It's making a pass. Like a football game.
Right. Pass.
Don't deflate those footballs.
Correct.
Chutich HaEriv. Shaholchim B'Soich HaMaseches. K'nefesh B'Soich HaGuf. Like the neshama in the guf.
Because it brings everything together, right?
Mafli lasis. Machaber davar ruchni udavar gashmi. The whole davar sha'arid noise besecha vasechas. Anything which the weaver puts in the mesechas into the weave, lasake nariga, soy kori nefesh. Anything you insert into the weave in order to be mesecha is called the nefesh. Any chiddush, any yisoid, a rashi, a taisvis, a rabbi eig. It's called the nefesh. Someone who touches the nogeh beged, v'zehu dehavei chibur. The sakin adigas so kari nefesh. Nogeh b'chem k'nogeh beged, someone touches the beged. Shesiha emet shetzarach adayim lebeged v'omil irig. The shesi means this chutim which come down from the koveit atachtoin. It's coming down. That's called the shesi ha'imed. Tzarech adayin lebegi v'im le'erig. It's meant to be woven into the garment. Uva kafol shaviu al gabi argaman. What is that? A chaticha. Here's the chaticha. Beget shetayfim. You stitch. Al argaman. Shalei yislach l'shnaget dirty. Havi chibur lebegi. That's called part of the beget. Ira. Ira is a clump of wool. She'osid lihachazira. Kidiprishnal el. You put a little speckle of wool, linen.
That, right?
What? We do. Here's the ira.
That was the ira? We talked about the ira. I thought we said the ira was not coming.
Only when it's osid lihachazira. Shaloy osid. You're going to throw it away. It's the wrong color. But when it's the right color,
then
it's tame. It's part of the garment. As we explain, ira kidiprishnal lel. But semer shali ima. What about the wool on the ima? The yesh garsim hu ima ba ayin. Some have an ima with an ayin. With an aleph, with an ayin. Okay? The hakoil. Echad, it's all the zelbazach. Whether you go is ima with an ayin or with an aleph, it's all the same thing. The hu makal aruch oikane, it's a makal, it's a tall stick oikane. She hanoshim karchos boyes at semer v'tavos. They wrap the raw material around it, and then from that they begin the process of making chud, making threads. Bo ashvoya, but semer shal o ashvoya v'ima v'ashvoya shteim l'tavos atzuyos ela she meshunas zomizo b'tzurasan the meshunas zubizu b'tzurasan. Tahar, the ain a chibur, it's not a chibur. We say that these two things, that the wool on the ima is not called, they're not one and the same. So if you touch the wool, the ima does not become tame. And or the avosha, ashva does ash, or the ashvoya does not become tame. Now we have the pika. We have that nice little ball that we've thrust into the kush. The pika come in eagle cotton shomatechas v'yeshbo nekev. It has a hole. V'nashim noistos osabrosh ha'pelech. They put it in the pelech. Lachbidai. The pelech is called, it's called the kush. He's calling the pelech the kush to give it some weight. Gukarm loy blaz, whatever that word is. Ad shloy pera koydim sheyati ren. Before you remove it, mishapera aliachar sheyati. After you remove it. Okay, so let's cause the Mishnah one more time, and then we go, and then we're done. No, then we go on to Mishnah Beis. It's a very hard Mishnah. We haven't had such a hard Mishnah in a very long time. It's about all the Mishnah. Zoycha to such a Mishnah. We have a parish, such a clarkite. All the things. Hanogea ba koyved elyon. What's koyved elyon? That's the one that's right in front of you. Right in front of you. Melech elyon. No, 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 no.
It's the stick. It's
not no, the stick. No, 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 no.
It's just the stick. It's not any of the material.
Right, just the stick. It's round. It's heavy. It's heavy, heavy, heavy. Koyved. Koyved. And again, we'll cover the elyon. We'll cover the tachtain. That's on the, all the way in the back of the machine. And what's wrapped around the back of the machine? The raw material. On the elyon, you have the finished product. On the tachtain, you have the raw shasi. That's called the koyved tachtain. Banirim. Again, we have the konim. Remember, we have two frames. Frame number one, frame number two. Frame number one is in the control of the odd. Frame number two is in control of the even. In each frame, you have either sticks or you have threads. And those threads control the threads going, the chassis threads. The nirin, uva keirois. After you do a pass, you take a piece of wood and you push. You push the air into place, into position. Good? This reminds me of something, the keirois. Uva chut shaviri al gabi argaman. The chut shaviri gabi argaman. We have the chut shehviyah gav yargaman. All of these things then are uvi'ira, the ira she'ena osili hachazira, some speckles of wool, linen, or cotton that are colored, which are going to give some character
right
to the garment.
Correct.
And you throw it into the chassis, and when you do the air, it's going to keep it in position. But it's not meant to be. Why not is it meant to be? So the rabbi says, because it's the wrong color. You want it to be black. You have a black affair.
Correct.
And it's red. Tar, all of these examples, tar. Let's say you touch the nefesh hamaseches. You touch the erev as it's passing into the garment. As you're making a new pass of the erev to make the beged longer, you touch the, it's not yet in position. One could argue that it's tar because it's not yet part of the garment. No, it does not matter. It's already in motion. It's part of the garment. That's called the nefesh hamaseches. Then we come uvashasi ha'emet. We have these chutim coming out of the koyved hatachtoin. That's called the shasi ha'emet. Uvakofel shavir al gabi argam. We have here the argamon. We have a cuff, we have a piece of material that we have stitched to protect the argam that should not get dirty. And we have uvi'ira, the speckled piece of wool, linen, or cotton, shehi asida li hachazira. We have to substitute the word lachazit with the word lekaima, which you're planning on keeping there permanently. So this becomes tame. All of these examples that you touch, only these things tame. Hanagebet semer shal ho'ima, or be ash voyua. You touched wool on the ima or another thing which is similar, which is called the ashvaya. What is the halacha? Tahar. It is tahar. And again, a pika, if you touch the pika, this ball which thrust into the kush, actually pera before it has been removed. In other words, while it's still attached to the kush, tame. But misha pera. But once you take that pika off the kush, it is tahar. Good.
Good.
Okay. What time is it? We have to stop now.
Do we?
Yes, I have to. Okay, we did learn for 33 minutes.